Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I am never alone. 'Cause you're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. And I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we can say a word. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Well, thanks for joining us on this Wednesday in Holy Week. You know, I was blessed with a very gracious earthly father. And through my dad, I got a glimpse of what our gracious Heavenly Father is like. One of the greatest gifts that can be given to a father is to be honored and loved by his children. The relationship between Jesus and the Father is one of tender closeness that cannot be mistaken. In Jesus' day, the Hebrew name for God, Yahweh, was never to be spoken or written. Jesus tells us, on the other hand, not only to call God Father, but even invites us to speak or write his new title as Daddy. The Lord's Prayer should properly be started as Our Daddy. Try it. It might make you blush, but it's guaranteed to make him smile. I think a huge part of Jesus' mission on earth was to correct a misunderstanding of his father. He wanted to show everyone, particularly the religious leaders, that his daddy created laws not to be checked off as much as to provide loving parameters for his children. Things like the Sabbath and all the laws are not a hoop to jump through as much as a gift to be opened. So we see Jesus using the only harsh language he seemed to use, not against the tax collectors, prostitutes, or the unclean around him, but rather those who so boldly misrepresented his father. He must defend with the greatest of emotion to reveal not only the father's true heart, but his intent, that he is not an ill-tempered judge who needed to be appeased or placated. As a dad, I would be most appreciative of my boys defending my character, especially if it were misrepresented in a bad way. On the other hand, I would be devastated if at the end of the day, our relationship was nothing more than a routine to be dutifully observed. If the only reason they wanted to do lunch or go on vacation was to appease me with some kind of responsibility or obligation, or even worse, fear, that would not be good. I think our Heavenly Father is the same way. Every time we come to worship, we come to him in prayer. Every time we come to his table of grace, he can't wait to be with us and wants us to have the same feeling. He came to let us know that we have a daddy who loves us, who hangs on our every word in prayer, and would rather die than live without us. The difference between religion and relationship is absolutely huge. So Jesus' reaction to his father being so misrepresented had to be dealt with in such a dramatic and emotive way. I imagine our Heavenly Father wants us to know what Jesus portrayed is the only thing we can know about him is what we see in his Son. Jesus knew that how we see God, our Heavenly Father, makes a huge difference. No wonder Jesus was so resolute in letting us know that kind of gracious Heavenly Father we have. To know his steadfast love in a fickle world, to know his unconditional grace in a contractual, conditioned world means everything. To know such a loving daddy changes everything. And most importantly, is probably the most important thing we'll ever know. Father, Daddy, help us to not only see ourselves as you see us, as your precious chosen children, but help us to only see you as you are, our gracious Heavenly Father, who we return to every day because you are gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Amen.
You're perfect in all of your ways, too.